The phenomenal rise of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, also known as ISIS, has really created a profound national security threat to the United States. However, ISIS is only one aspect of a much broader and important phenomenon in the Islamic world, namely extremism. The purpose of this conference is to examine the causes and the manifestations of extremism in the greater Middle East and their implications for U.S. foreign policy.
Looking at the list of confirmed speakers, it's a pretty wide variety that we're looking at. Why don't you go ahead and go through some of the names for me, please?
The conference begins at 8:45 at the Patel Center for Global Solutions. And the first speaker is Admiral Mark Fox, the Deputy Commander of U.S. Central Command. I will have the honor of having a conversation with him about extremism in the CENTCOM area of responsibility. This is going to be followed by a talk by Ambassador Hossein Haqqani, former Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S., who will talk about delusions and jihadism in South Asia. In the afternoon, we're going to have a presentation about extremism in Lebanon by Dr. Paul Salem of the Middle East Institute in Washington, D.C., followed by a talk by Dr. Randa Slim about women and political extremism in the Middle East. The last two speakers are Ambassador Gary Grappo, former U.S. ambassador to Oman, who is going to compare the different approaches that Saudi Arabia and Oman have taken toward extremism, and the conference will come to an end with a presentation by Ambassador Christopher Hill, former American ambassador to Korea and to Iraq. He will talk about how extremism is eroding the states that were established after the collapse of the mighty Ottoman Empire after World War I.
Now, you're looking at extremism, obviously, in the Middle East, but this is extremism that is spreading all over the world, and we're seeing effects in Paris. We're seeing actions to some small extent here in America. Are you looking at the root issue of extremism and then seeing how it spreads out that way? I mean, is that what the topics are going to try to cover?
Our goal is to, A, understand different aspects of this extremism. If you look around in the past 6 months, we have seen terrorists killing 160 innocent children in Pakistan. We have seen terrorists in Syria and in Iraq beheading people, including some Americans and Europeans. We have seen Boko Haram in Nigeria attacking a village and killing up to 1,000 innocent people. And then we had the unfortunate fiasco in Paris in the Charlie Hebdo fiasco, where a number of innocent people, including four Jews, were killed. Therefore, it is important to have a deeper understanding of what is behind this wave of extremism in the Middle East, because right now, that extremism is having a global impact. I think we live in an interconnected and dependent world, and what happens in one corner of the world will have a profound impact elsewhere. And I think the events in France have shown that we no longer can think of ourselves living in isolated areas. Extremism has become a global challenge, and in order to defeat it, not only we have to understand it, but we have to create an international coalition against the extremists.
Quickly, the conference taking place on Thursday, starting at 8:45 at the Patel Center for Global Solutions here on the USF Tampa campus. Who should attend, as it is free and open to the public?
Students, our faculty, members of the community, and anyone who is interested in terrorism, anyone who is interested in extremism, anyone who is interested in American foreign policy, and anyone who is interested about the Middle East should attend. And I can guarantee you we have a great lineup of great speakers and thinkers, and they won't regret coming to our university on Thursday.